NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday evening, February 23, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Created completes 120 reverse stock split as part of uplisting strategy. Created Inc. has completed a 21 reverse stock split of its common stock, effective February 24, 2026, to meet national exchange listing requirements. The reverse split, approved by the company's board of directors and shareholders, will not be accompanied by financing. Shareholders will see a proportionate increase in the per-share trading price with no fractional shares issued. The adjustment will be automatically reflected in brokerage accounts or book entry form holdings.
Partners Group announces planned office in Kuwait, expanding its presence in the GCC. Partners Group plans to expand its presence in the GCC region with a new office in Kuwait. The firm, known for its global private markets expertise, is in the process of setting up the office pending regulatory approvals. This move aligns with Kuwait's growth plans, supported by key leaders. Partners Group aligns with Kuwait's growth plans. Partners Group aims to deepen its relationships and investment portfolio in Kuwait, adding to its existing offices in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Almos Semiconductor SE share buyback program to start as announced on February 24th, 2026. Almos Semiconductor SE will commence its share buyback program on February 24th, 2026, following the announcement made on February 4th, 2026. The program, with a total volume of up to 10.0 million euro, aims to return a substantial portion of the net cash position to shareholders. This initiative, along with a proposed 50% dividend increase for fiscal year 2025, demonstrates Almo's commitment to ensuring shareholders benefit from the company's success.
Santos Muscle Nutrition, European performance supplement brand, announced expansion into the United States. Santos Muscle Nutrition, a Netherlands-based sports supplement brand, is set to launch in the United States with a focus on foundational fitness support. The initial product lineup includes T Booster, Vitamin Pack, Creatine, and Whey Protein, with more to come. The company's strategy emphasizes a complete performance nutrition system to complement exercise routines and evolving trends. Stay tuned for their phased market entry approach, starting online before expanding to retail.
InTheServe expands Ontario footprint with strategic MSP acquisition, advancing national digital infrastructure platform. Uniserve Communications Corporation announces the acquisition of an Ontario-based managed service provider, expanding their digital infrastructure platform. This strategic move is expected to bring in $2,100,000 in sales and $600,000 in EBITDA, along with valuable talent. The purchase price is set at $1,300,000, with payment structured through cash and convertible notes. The transaction is subject to final agreement and regulatory approvals. Feel Pharmaceuticals Corp., selected as B2I Digital Featured Company. Feel Pharmaceuticals Corp. has been selected as a B2I Digital Featured Company. The Phase 1B trial for its lead candidate, PH-762, reported a 65% pathological response in CSCC, with no serious adverse events. FDA engagement is targeted for Q2 2026, with cash runway extended to the first half of 2027. Theo's leadership team has been strengthened ahead of upcoming regulatory engagement and clinical milestones. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.